AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says a decision on a gas tax holiday may come this week. It could mean savings of as much as 18 cents a gallon. The president told reporters in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, he'll look over the data and aides will talk to oil company CEOs.
The problem is what they've done is they've cut back on refining, And they say because they don't want to get caught in a position where eventually they're going to move to alternative energy, renewable energy, and they don't want to get stuck.
Taxes on gasoline and diesel fuel help pay for highways. In a speech in Chicago, former Vice President Mike Pence made a brief mention of the Capitol riot, saying Americans have been through a lot over the last several years.
A global pandemic, social unrest, a divisive election, a tragic day in our nation's capital, and an administration seemingly every day driving our economy into the abyss of a socialist welfare state.
Members of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot say they may subpoena Mike Pence. Israel's weakened coalition government announced it would dissolve parliament and call for new elections, possibly in October or November. Her wife tells the AP WNBA star Brittany Griner tried to call her nearly a dozen times through the American embassy in Russia on the couple's fourth anniversary Saturday, but they never connected since the phone line at the embassy was not staffed. Sherelle Griner says the couple has not spoken by phone in the 4 months since Griner's arrest in Russia on drug-related charges. She suspects Russia thwarted the call. A taxi cab turning onto a narrow section of Broadway hit a bicyclist in New York, then swerved onto a Manhattan sidewalk and into a group of pedestrians, critically injuring three people. Wall Street closed for the Juneteenth holiday. This is AP News. France is dealing with the aftermath of an election that did not produce a straight majority for the president.
Emmanuel Macron was reelected in May, but many French voters in Sunday's parliamentary election opted for far-right or far-left candidates, depriving the president's centrist group of 44 seats he needed to secure an absolute majority and implement his agenda without bargaining. The leftist coalition secured 131 seats, while Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally got 89 seats. Le Pen described Macron as a minority president and her party's extraordinary surge as a seismic event. Ipsos France political analyst Brice Tenturier describes the results as the desire of the French people to rebalance the presidential election and impose some constraints on Macron. I'm Jennifer King.
Hong Kong's iconic jumbo floating restaurant has capsized in the South China Sea less than a week after it was towed away from the city. No one was injured. Efforts to save the vessel failed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.